their origin was for that actually. Coming to Kisan Credit Card, government has also coined various schemes. They run through these banks and all, which is to make certain banking products available to the farmers. So this is a Kisan Credit Card. This is launched by Indian banks somewhere in 1998 through circular being promulgated by the government of India. Farmer who avail this Kisan Credit Card is able to get certain farm produce, farm related loans very quickly for farm inputs, for farm equipments, etc. And he is therefore eligible to get various other benefits and incentives that is linked to this. This has become very populated and this has become gone very deep because participation of government banks, commercial banks, rural banks, etc., state cooperative banks have participated. So Kisan Credit Card has really gone much deeper, and that is helping farmers to get benefit of microfinance or small loans to meet their immediate need and short-term needs, and then move out that money and produce productively use that money to generate revenue for the self, and then repay that in time so that that finance is available to him when he needs most. So this is one instrument. Second is the insurance. Like I aspire to have my threat protected through an insurance, the rural individuals are also aspiring to have their risk protected. Now that also varies from life insurance to non-life. So all those companies who are into this sphere of life insurance as well as non-life insurance, like general insurance and those kind of people, are venturing into rural market to tap the potentials and provide their insurance service to the rural consumers as well as make them reap the benefit of that. So that's the criticality of this thing. So rural population is also increasingly utilizing life insurance, non-life insurance to create a safety perception for the threat that is being visualized by them in their life. So life insurance is generally managed by Life Insurance Corporation of India. There are other private players, though they are not still much moved into the taping the rural life insurance market. There is one body which is IRDA. They ensure that the new player also will service now the rural market by making certain thing mandatory for them. Essentially, the penetration of life insurance for the rural population is still a long way to go. This is becoming more and more possible because government's innovative schemes also. Non-life insurance, this thing we will study now before we get into the certain government schemes, which is micro insurance. So I would like to probably cover this first, as it is linked to the insurance. You must be seeing recent past advertisement, some lakh rupees of insurance at just rupees 12 a premium. This is a result of micro insurance. Government has taken a collective step where they want to reach out the benefit of insurance to the larger masses at a smaller premium. Now that is because large population pulls in small premium amount to create an umbrella of insurance support lender to the affected individuals. So this definition is exactly the same as one might use regular insurance, except that clearly precise target market is a low income group. So there the differentiation is, it is for the low income group. Certain income threshold is decided. So people earning less than that is eligible to micro insurance. So probably I cannot go and apply for the micro insurance. One is I am in the urban area. Second is I am earning more than that limit. So you have to be in rural India earning less than certain amount to be eligible for the micro insurance. But in short, protection is made available to them. So larger reach of people are getting benefited out of micro insurance scheme. So that's another good initiative by the government to help rural population also benefit out of insurance support, which is a threat against certain unforeseen incidences happening in your life. Coming to non-life insurance, even rural households have started aspiring to have non-life insurance, like an health insurance or an automobile insurance or accident or partial disability insurance, etc. So for fire insurance, so even rural market is getting conscious. There are about 28 players in this, out of which 7 are public and 21 are private sector. In the recent past, for rural market, auto and health insurance have seen an opportunity for a growth for this. Among private players, RCIC Lombard and Bajaj Alliance are the market leaders. Auto insurance has the largest share, that is 44% of non-life insurances by on the automobile, followed by the health, which is 21%. So that gives you the understanding of changing aspirations, changing requirement of an insurance support by the rural population, which is getting serviced by providing them the non-life insurance support, both by private and public sector companies are doing their good work. This we have learned. Now we come to understand, for all this, there is a telecommunication support in rural India. We are learning service marketing overall. Service marketing, telecommunication is also one of the service. So let's understand that part. India is currently the world's second largest telecommunication market, with subscriber base as high as 1.17 billion consumers, and registered a strong growth over the past decade or so due to various government initiatives. Opening of the telecommunication to competition, and then various other initiatives, that is when digitalization thrust by the current government, all this is translated into a burst into the telecommunication market growth. A huge chunk of this growth is contributed by the rural market, which have witnessed an exponential growth, adding more than 300 million subscribers in just last 5 years. In spite of the challenge of the distribution, service products, knowledge and affordability, market is a successfully devised way to reach out to this hinterland, through mobile plus package and economical mobile model with bare minimum features that will keep them still connected to the power of internet and, you know, other social communication, and yet it may not be very costly to acquire. So various ways in which these companies are trying to buy the attention of the rural population, and they are succeeding to a larger extent, the number this tells us. While market of the consumer durables failed to overcome the infrastructure issue to penetrate deeper, the telecommunication industry has redefined the rules of rural marketing by converting luxury products into a relevant and attractive scheme, such as free lifetime validity of SIM, INR 5 recharge vouchers, so small recharge you would keep doing, coupling the cheapest call rates with the cheapest handset. So you provide a package wherein the handset and the cheapest call rate is made available, which will compel even newcomers, to join the mobile revolution. So these are some of the innovative ways of marketing have given far more traction among the rural consumers. These numbers, consumer durable companies were even eyeing, but they have still not been able to go penetrate that level of rural consumers. Infrastructure sharing, example, mobile towers are now shared by collectively the same companies who otherwise compete. But they realize that unless they don't come collectively together to have the infrastructure built up to cater to the semi-urban rural market, they have come together to have the mobile infrastructure being shared between them. India is rural India is increasingly becoming an important part of internet growth. There were an estimated 269 million urban internet users in December 2016, while rural India, there were 163 million internet users. So the number speaks for itself, that this number, and they are growing in geometric progression. The rural mobile space has become very competitive, and last 4 years with the entry of all major players who have jumped into it, the circle restrictions they have removed, market is opening and becoming free, and as a result, the cutthroat competitions have come in, technology revolution. So, for example, Jio is bringing a technology revolution to reach out to the larger percentage of the market. So, various companies are struggling to maintain their market share also. So, that intense competition is benefiting the rural consumers. They are getting the best of the telecommunication revolution, including the mobile and internet based marketing and other support, social marketing and all. It is reaching to them in a far cheaper and in a better way. So, rural marketing strategy in telecommunication. So, how does telecommunication has worked on this? Acceptability, affordability, availability and awareness. 4 A's of rural marketing, as I have told you. So, acceptability. How they made telecommunication work or getting accepted by the rural consumers? Through the ultra low cost handset with, say, easy to pay installment options, and provide them free prepaid services or small, you know, recharges kind of a support and on those kind of things. So they have made first entry possible by the new consumer. So that acceptability has increased. Affordability, call rates, recharge coupons, electronic digital recharge, group subscription without SIM and all has contributed in getting the affordability achieved for the rural consumers. Then availability. So how do you reach, make this available? So they've tapped various channels. As you can see, agri cooperatives, village retailers, syndicated distribution channel, FMCG companies tie up and all, has made this availability easy for them and awareness. So through mass media, below the line options like this, through vans and, you know, hearts, and they do that required promotion. So the even awareness has grown, multiplied, you know, significantly. All this is 4 A's are contributing favorably in making the telecommunication service reach to the rural consumers. So this is an aspect of service marketing that you need to be clear about. Information and communication technology, ICT in rural areas, that's another service marketing concept. ICT is on the brinks of revolutionizing the information and transactional services in India, especially the rural India. It's playing a vital role in various sectors, including agribusiness, finance, healthcare, and education. ICT platform came as a savior of the marketers looking to reach the last mile in widely scattered rural market in the absence of reliable, low-cost infrastructure and the distribution channels. This drive has been manifested into the form of a rural ICT kiosk and rural BPOs, initiated by both government and private players. Some of the major ICT initiative in rural India, we will study. Here, it is a internet information-based support that is reaching to the rural India, based on which certain market dynamics are changing. And that power is getting utilized by both public and private players. Some of these are provided here. CSC, ITC's eChopal, NLog, Drishti, NICT, Tarahat, Datamation. So we are going to study them to understand the ICT based revolution that is happening. So ICT is a type of a service, and that service, how that is getting manifested, reaching to the rural consumers, and how that is making a difference in the lives of both rural consumers and rural marketeers. First is ITC eChopal. I will not probably spend too much. We have in earlier two chapters also covered. It's an initiative by ITC company where earlier they had a Chopal module where at a specific location base, there was one guy who accessed the Chopal. He's been now equipped with the computer and trained to look at various information and pass it on to his fellows, so which are farmers and rural individuals. So he gets into at a regular interval every day at a particular time, logs into the computer, unearths the information, price, what was the selling rate, buying rate, and on those premise, this information is fed to the farmers when they approach him. And based on that, farmer take a decision which is in his good interest to link to this eChopal. eChopal also is a platform where ITC buys the product at a given price. And so the middlemen are avoided. Farmer gets a better rate. ITC gets the goods at an economical rate without middlemen being in there. So it's a win-win proposition that they have created using the information technology tool. CSC, Common Service Centers. So this is a concept where a physical facility is delivered, which when rural consumer approach gives him to access to various e-services at a remote location where internet-based services are made available either at a negligible or a free this thing. There are multiple service and single point models for providing facilities for doing multiple transactions across geography. CSCs are the access point where delivery of essential public utility services, social welfare schemes, healthcare, finance, education, and whatnot, B2B services are also being incorporated in this CSC platform. So here you can go to this kiosk, buy your ticket, or you can buy your insurance, or you can, you know, do your trading, etc. So various things. You can seek a financial information. You can apply for the bank loan and various things. So it's a information technology led supported center where consumers, rural consumers can go and gain out of various services that are being rendered through this CSC platform. Next is Enlog Village Internet Kiosk. Enlog is a national interest service provider whose mission is to provide services only in the small towns and remote rural areas. Enlog partners with a local entrepreneur who becomes a franchisee or a local partner in the 2,000 square kilometer area in which the company wishes to operate. So, it is a one entity covering something like 2,000 square kilometer area. People wanting to use various services for the rural India has to walk in there. As Enlog works with the franchisee model and provides all the required connectivity, training and support to the people coming to him for using internet-based services. All services are provided through village internet kiosk, which is number one in every village within the coverage area. So, it's an internet-based service provider, but with the private partnership covering specific territory, and he is responsible to give complete assistance to the person walking in there. Very nominal fees that is being charged. Few things could be free also. So that's what Enlog Village Internet Kiosk. Something similar to if you in your area, urban area, if you notice Vakrangi centers, where not only Aadhaar to internet based other support services are also can be used by you, including there are product sales happening by them, which are internet based selling that happens. So it's a kind of a support that has been reached out to the rural consumers, especially in the farthest area in very small town, where other approaches or other facilities are not available to the rural consumers. So relevance of ICT services in rural India. So what is the relevance? Apart from services, ICT also assists in elements of the value chain in bringing about more efficient exchange of goods and services. So let's understand by the examples. It enables marketers to access wider areas more effectively, thereby leading better economies of scale. Information and internet is reaching through the telecommunication, satellite communication to far and wider areas, and therefore you don't have to spend as a marketer something to reach out your awareness. That awareness is taken care by ICT. When awareness improves, naturally the need and the desire will manifest into availing the product and the services, and rural consumers will want to have it. So again, where do they go? So they go to the ICT centers. And we have covered some of the centers like Enlog or CSC, etc. So that is what is common service centers or Enlog, etc. Whatever is available, they go there and utilize the power of ICT. It enables retailers and other intermediaries to share and exchange information with suppliers more rapidly, speedily, and minimizing the stock holding. At each level, the ICT supports the stock availability, material availability, price equations and all. So, the entire business community can minimize and maximize out of the information availability to protect the business interest. It enables customers to gather sufficient information to arrive at a best choice for him. Customer has the power of information at his end to decide his choice. ICT allows information to be integrated, packaged and shared for the customer in a way that he needs and his ability to understand. It has direct implication on enhancing the affordability, accessibility, awareness and acceptability, 4 A's of rural marketing, and therefore it is more popular. This is the reason why ICT is becoming a catalyst of the rural marketing change in India. I will request you to really Google on ICT. You will be amazed to find certain additional case studies as well as the number that will speak for itself. Rural healthcare service. So that's another service marketing area for the rural population, which is healthcare. Like I am conscious about my healthcare protection. They are also needing a healthcare protection. Indian healthcare sector is expected to reach $280 billion by 2020. Huge sum, but how much is urban and how much is rural, that needs to be seen. Rising income, better healthcare awareness, lifestyle diseases are also like in making our life hell. All these things need for protecting somebody against the healthcare issue, and therefore the healthcare insurance is becoming one of the good products that everyone is vying for. A sector is expected to generate 40 million jobs in India by 2030. 1 lakh jobs are expected to be created from Ayushman Bharat, the national health insurance scheme itself, which is floated by the new government, covering wider rural base, which is amazing, where so many crores of people are going to get a health protection. The rural healthcare infrastructure is a three-tiered and includes a sub-center, primary health center and CHC. PHCs are the short of more than 3,000 doctors, with the shortage up to 200% over the last 10 years to 27,421 is the number. There are, however, potential catalysts to improve the quality of healthcare. So, this is a three-layered infrastructure in place, but the shortage of doctors is creating an issue in terms of making the healthcare available to the common rural person. On one hand, government is trying to work with the doctor fraternity to encourage them to go to rural India. They will be an encouraging way and they will be a forced way. Both will be tried by the government to ensure that services are made available to the rural consumers. The importance is of this, if I had to tell you, today the logistics service providers are thinking of tapping this because their drivers run miles and miles, When that is happening, their health may get impacted or accident may need attention. So, at that time, owner and the head office and all cannot provide any efficient this thing. They are trying to and wanting to tie up with this public health centers and rural health centers so that driver can be attended, driver health can be attended immediately without the driver really needing to spend money, etc. So, there are other entrepreneurs who are working on providing support services on health to other strata of society who are most of the time in the rural side of India due to their profession. So, that's another dimension to rural healthcare services. Advantage India, this slide is a self-explanatory where the numbers gives you the idea of the demand, what are the opportunity, the rising numbers and policy support. So, like the world's largest government-funded healthcare scheme, Ayushman Bharat, was launched in 2018 September, and it covers some crores of people of rural India into that. So, I am not spending much time because this slide is self-explanatory. Going to the next, the rural healthcare infrastructure is a three-tiered and includes sub-center, primary health center and CHC, as I told you. PHCs are short of more than 3,000 doctors. This is getting repeated. Doctor shortage is impacting the delivery of healthcare, but that doesn't debar the healthcare insurance. The farmer's need for insurance is more prominent. So, even that micro insurance is helping them. Micro health insurances are there. Ayushman, this thing scheme is covering that rural population through such initiative. So, that is what Union Budget 2000 included a measure to boost the rural development, infrastructure and microeconomic stability. And through the health budget has been increased by 27%, allocation could have been matched more historically with the government ambitious and practical consideration. All this is fine, and in short, terrible focus has moved towards the health and hygiene of our rural population, and as a result, service marketing, healthcare service marketing is assuming a different proportion. Various initiatives by government and private bodies is going to really change this dimension for better. There are constraining factors, but that collectively one need to overcome so that overall our rural population get a better healthcare support for which the product providers are going to tap a better rural market through various initiatives. Several new mobile and computer-based e-health and m-health initiatives have been launched in recently World Health Day in 2016, and this includes Swasth Bharat mobile application. It provides information on disease symptoms so the person can understand, and it's a language-based initiative. Anmol ANM online mobile tablet application for health workers, that is those who provide support to the person having a problem with the health. And e-Raktakosh, a blood bank management information, and then India Fights Dengue, and that's also an initiative. So where are government initiatives, government's digitalized support rendered to the healthcare people, etc., is going to change the way healthcare service industry is going to operate in future in India. The challenge of rural healthcare, Yane. So if you have to understand, it started with our first discussion where the doctor themselves are not available to service those rural clinic centers and all. The state of the rural healthcare has remained poor due to inadequate physical infrastructure and shortage of skilled manpower. That is doctor to start with, then comes the paramedics and others. According to NCAER study, only 25% of the healthcare centers located in rural India service 75% of the Indian population. So number of healthcare centers in rural India is still not very wide enough to support such a large rural population of India. Almost one third of the rural population still travels 30 kilometers for healthcare service. So to get primary healthcare service, that he needs to travel is at least 30 kilometers of distance and spends 25% of the healthcare cost on transport. So in his total spent on healthcare, the 25% of the cost is towards reaching the healthcare center itself, which is a costly proportion for them. Two-thirds of the rural population still do not have to have the access to critical medicines on time. So these are some of the contradictions of so-called modern India, and one need to really look at that to make the rural healthcare service industry flourish. Healthcare in India driven largely by the private spending, which is also 60 to 80%. Private spending, what it is trying to tell you is that private players looking at an initiative or an opportunity are trying to move in, but that is not affordable to the masses of the rural market. So that's another contradiction. Almost 80% or more of the consumer want to spend on healthcare service, which are provided by the private players compared to a public. This is probably because better perceived quality and accessibility. So this is another contradiction. Again, that shows the growing disposable income and all. So even rural community are eyeing for a better healthcare services. So it's like a government also need to create a infrastructure which is now clean, which is a well ventilated, well lighted kind of thing, rather than the early age where it used to remain dirty and poorly lighted healthcare centers, etc. So this itself is an eye opener, and that's a reality that one need to really see. This is a challenge, and to make a good healthcare infrastructure available to the rural population is a challenge. Let's look at the infrastructure aspect, which is also a challenge that the government has to come up. So as we have earlier decided, there is a three-tiered public healthcare structure that government has in place. Bottom of the pyramid is a sub-center catering to certain set of population, which could be 3,000 to 5,000 villages, depend on the state, depending on the district classifications of population. Then comes the primary healthcare center, which are the first, they're the first base of trained doctors are available, and various certain basic tests and all are capable to be handled. Here, first inspection has to happen. If something can be solved at that level, fine. If not, these people are referred to the PSCs, where proper doctor support and other test supports are available. PSC functions as a core and flow of community health centers. So community health centers, they support the PSC. Then comes the district level hospital, sub-district and district level hospital. So there is a layer through which government is trying to give the support to the rural communication. So for something that is needing operations and all, it may not be available at this level or this level. But then they have to come to the district level hospitals, which is government hospitals, and there they get treated. At the apex are the medical college and advanced research institute, like for example AI, All India Medical Science, Institute of All India Medical Science. So that's the how government has structured its healthcare support to the citizens of India. Primarily rural India also benefits out of that. And the layered level support ensures that the basics to advanced medical needs of the rural populations are supported. There are schemes that support to keep that cost outlay minimum for them. So quite a few things are covered under insurance so that the money spent is paid to the people concerned, or free funding, etc. So that's how government is trying to support on healthcare, and therefore healthcare service has to understand this, and healthcare service provider will have to understand and then try and see that how to reach out to the rural consumers using 4 A's and then capitalize what product or service that he has. This we have covered, Yane, so I will not, the graph is self-explanatory, it gives you more of a number in terms of reach and all, and at what level, what is working kind of a thing. So you will be able to understand the rural healthcare system elaborately using this graph. As they say, this is a primary level, secondary and tertiary level, and what is connected there. So sub-healthcare center to PHC to community health centers are under primary. District level hospital and sub-district level hospital are the secondary level, and then comes the tertiary level, which is medical college or all India medical institutes, etc. That's how the overall healthcare industry, including the rural India, is supported. At the end, this particular slide still conveys you not so satisfactory picture of overall healthcare support available to Indian citizens, especially to the rural population. Various facts that is presented here indicates that still the best of the healthcare facilities are not reaching out to the semi-urban and rural population, which accounts for almost 70%, 75% of the population of India. So that's a sorry state. However, government is conscious, especially the new government, and various initiatives are being put by them. Briefly, you can study about them while you Google about this. They are very powerful programs. Government sincerity to cover as many people is also visible by the growing number and the footprints that they've created to reach out this program to the rural masses. That is also a credible this thing. So sooner or the later, the good this thing picture will emerge, I'm sure, in terms of government initiative for the rural healthcare. And in terms of health insurance, there are various challenges that government is trying to address. One is the penetration itself, the nature of insurance, that is health insurance that is to go. Vis-a-vis also look at the very low income strata who is not in a position to pay for themselves. So government is paying for providing a health insurance for them. So even that has been there, coined by the government, so that large mass of the rural population get a medical support or medical insurance. So in case of them facing life threatening operations or, you know, medical exigencies, they are also supported well. Their ability to pay even smallest amount of insurance is not there. So that has been supported by government by creating a wider program, and that is getting popularity also, and it is, government is trying to reach out this to the maximum number of people. So a lot of healthcare insurance areas needed to be attended by both by government and by the other bodies, so that overall the rural coverage of the health insurance increase, that will ensure that more rural population get better healthcare support, supported by the healthcare infrastructure, which we have seen their primary, secondary and tertiary level, that is to significantly grow and improve, so that healthcare support to the rural population will improve. That will give a flip to the healthcare service industry very well, and service industry has to look out for 4 A's which we have studied, so that overall they are able to maximize out of the potential of the rural market in terms of rural healthcare market and benefit. So friends, we have covered service marketing overall, rural service marketing especially, with this chapter. Thank you.